Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Monday night, Chav Gimel on the Beis. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Matzah. It's Simon Kuf Ches. We learned Sif Aleph about the idea of Shmura Matzah. The idea of Shmura Matzah is based on a pasuk that it's not enough to make sure. It's not enough to make sure that your matzah is not chametz, but it has to have an extra amount of caution and care that it doesn't even like come close to maybe becoming chametz. That's what the idea of Shmura Matzah is. There's a question if you go back to when they cut it down, or you have to go back to when they ground it. Of course, you can eat matzah a whole Pesach. You don't have to eat Shmura Matzah a whole Pesach. The dinner of what we call Shmura Matzah is the first night. If you want to do like the Gra, who holds that there's a mitzvah of matzah all 7 days, then you want to have Shmura Matzah all 7 days. But again, Shmura Matzah, there's different levels of Shmura Matzah. Nowadays, it's very hard to find the lesser forms of Shmura Matzah. Just like maybe it's hard to find a pair of tefillin that are dakos. I don't even know if you could anymore. Maybe if you order special, you can get dakos. Anyway, so machine. What?
Machine
is not a lack of Shmura. Machine, you have Mishas Katsira also.
They have machine matzahs, they say it's a Shmura machine, and then they have regulars.
Oh, you mean they have what they call 18-minute matzahs? Yeah, in machine they have 18-minute matzahs, you mean?
Yeah.
And a chanami. So then you're not going to do the gra. That's perfectly legitimate to eat at a whole Pesach, not to say their night. You know for sure, it's a proper hechsher, obviously we're talking. So you know for sure it's not chametz. That level of knowing for sure it's not chametz is enough, really, ostensibly, without the gra, for the whole Pesach. It's not the first night. The first night you need Shmura, because you need this special Madrega of Shmura. According to the Gra, you might want to eat Shmura a whole Pesach because of that. But you have machine Shmura also.
Then if you don't eat Shmura Matzah the first night, that you're not Makai in the Mitzvah Matzah, or you don't get the
you're
extra
Mitzvah Matzah?
Not Makai
in the Mitzvah
Matzah. Not Makai at all.
No.
So it's not an extra Mitzvah of Shmura.
Right. The whole everybody eats Shmura Matzah
right.
Night. You can eat machine Shmura the first night, that's a different issue. Whether the fulfillment, since the Shmura manifests itself as Lishma, because part of the Shmura is doing it L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah, so the controversy of machine matzahs was always twofold. One is, can you clean the machines properly and taka be sure they're not chametz? And also, do you reach the level of Lishma? And you have that question by Ritzuos of Tfilin, by Tzitzis, by many, many things. Do machines, and you press the button. Nowadays, the way they make matzah in many places, they have highly... Like, I'm not sure exactly, maybe if you want to go with Rabbi Stein, you can go... these matzahs that I sent around, but so much of it is hand, like so much happens by hand, and like the machine just does that last thing, I'm not even sure what, so it's probably okay. Okay, then we talked about when you should cut it down, because it's a problem if it's standing wheat, and it's already ripe, then maybe the rain will affect it. So you have to cut it down like as soon as it's ready. A Sif Beis. Chitim shenimtzu bohen mevuka'os omutzumachos. If you have wheat kernels, and some of them are split open, or even sprouting, which is like it's clearly chametz, or it's big chashash, it's chametz, hashor mutter, the other ones are okay. The ones that are not split open are okay. Bilavachi, varu, also, you have to take away the ones that are split open. Oh, Tricha l'dakta ketev im yeshum al kaponim shishim. It should be 60 times the ones that are split open. This could be a problem. Chometz, if it's chometz, it's buckled before Pesach. But the question is, if it's chozer veneer on Pesach, nowadays no one would touch. I don't think anyone would touch matzah that was made, and you're relying on the fact that there's bittel b'shishim. I don't think, like nowadays you wouldn't hear from it. But then they used to make, they used to do it. Okay. Well, the chatchila, certainly yesh lahadir, you should do a hiddur, you should be mahadrin, and take away those wheat kernels, and you should take away the ones, shochlu mehen achborim, from which the mice ate. Basically, that was like a normal part of, the mice eat some. Okay. Oh, Shia Samach Kenegdom. Make sure you have 60 times the mice eaten. Fachitim Shabol Besfino, wheat that arrived by ship. I'll show you Menachem Boros, it was stored in pits in the ground. Now, maybe it came into contact with water. Amen Yveshos, the koshos, we're talking about the kernels now. If they're dry and hard, they don't show any signs of chometz, of splitting open. Well, the Shtanamarek Sheiros, you can use them. The Boyumanochas Bali, if they're in the attic and you know rainwater fell on it, through leaks, Derech Hagag, Tzas Makomos, Asuros, you know for sure they got wet. So even if now you don't see the moisture, but you have to assume they got wet. Before you were afraid maybe they got wet. If you don't see any reyusa, okay. Here you pretty much know for sure they got wet. And if you know the kernels got wet, then you, unless you know only some of them got wet in the Ephesian, but here you have to assume they all got wet. He says, Avalumnafalayam ktsasheleg, a small amount of snow fell on them, and you know it's isolated. This part of the sack or the box, so then you take those away and you can use the rest of them. Now everything's hopefully, I don't know. Even though I just was reading somewhere about some product that's made and the attacker rely on shishim. If there's if there will be a problem, I forgot what. For Nogi Zol, the common minig in Klal Yisrael is l'daktik v'asher echayim, to be very medaktik, the flour mill, the lakar heitev, to clean it out totally. I think nowadays I don't think anybody would even use a mill that was used for chametz. They just have Pesach thicker ones. The kisim, the pouches where you put the flour, lokim chadoshim, you take new ones. You don't clean the old ones. So you say, what about, someone asked me a shayla, I never heard, somebody asked me about tablecloths. I never heard of anyone cleaning their tablecloths and using your tablecloths for Pesach. To me, that's so like, how can you eat on a tablecloth that you ate on a whole year? Like, to me, that's like, but the person said, they have linen tablecloths, it's beautiful. Either they couldn't afford it, or they make a simcha, whatever. With the plastic, they're going to give it to professional cleaners. It's going to be like hot, like very well laundered. I said, okay, what should I say? To me, I wouldn't be able to eat on a tablecloth if challah was eaten on a whole year.
Theoretically, though, you could say that about your clothes as well.
Well, it's a little different. You're not eating on your clothes.
No, but it depends how nice you would feel.
You get sandwiches, all the crumbs fall on your shirt.
Yeah, so matzah also.
You're not eating on your shirt.
a tablecloth. Anyway, he's talking about that we buy new sacks, because in halacha there's a lot of discussion about how to clean the sacks that we use for chametz like a flour. Do you have to undo the stitching? So I'm saying, he goes, we buy new ones. I'm thinking, how is it? Yeah, tablecloths. Anyway, I told the person, listen, what can I say? I can't say it's also to do.
I just read this from Rav Arfi.
What?
I just read this from the dinner table from Rav Arfi.
Where?
Rav Arfi is, 500 questions about Pesach.
Yeah.
It's exactly that. He says all size from is not hate to change it, but if some very hard, some good reason you really can't, there's nothing wrong with having it for a long day.
Yeah. Okay. ובמקום שיש תמיד חכמים, הם הולכים על החיים, they oversee the process, they go to the mill, להשגיח שיהיה שקרוי, to make sure that they clean it out well. ובמקום שאין תמיד חכמים, רואי לכל יראי שמיים, שילך בעצמו, if you don't have someone you can trust, you'll be משגיח on it yourself. תמיד צבו יוסף מבישלוחו. Better you should do it than trust someone else.
But if it's a time of chokham, no.
Yeah, I don't quite understand. Yeah, I guess so. This is why people go and they bake their own matzahs, which I never did, and I don't. I used to do it, then I saw there's no point, so I just stopped. I'm not saying it's right. I don't know. I didn't really think I was contributing anything. So just to say, I bake my own matzahs. What? Gebrox, he says. I don't have the minig. I eat gebrox.
The minig is to eat gebrox.
Yeah. Well, there's a minig that the first flour. Shenita nitchan lachar hechsher ain't nochlin also bepesach. They don't eat it because they're afraid it wasn't cleaned out 1,000% well. So you assume it went out with the first flour. Again, we use mills that are just for Pesach, so you don't have any of this. I think we do. Yeah, I never heard of any. Like, we have special Pesach processing plants. No one uses mills. In talking about Rechaim Gam Tfuah L'Susa, they grind soaked grain. Most of our flour, by the way, has already been washed. So if they do, then you have to, if part of the mill is being used for grain that was soaked, you have to set it off with a partition. The truth is, a lot of these things are not okay nowadays, but if you go to a matzah baking factory and a matzah baking plant and you get someone to show you around, you really get an education. They take different precautions. They take all sorts of precautions to make sure. Maybe different precautions than they have, but also precautions.